everyone. Sorry it's been a while, but welcome to another podcast episode of Another Mom Mess. Been really busy over the holidays, finally kind of back on track and driving to work, so I thought I'd record another episode. You can find another Mom Mess, I can talk, anothermommess.com. You can also find us on Instagram at another_mom_mess, Twitter, and Facebook as well. So go ahead and give us a follow on all of those places. Instagram is really where I'm most active, so you'll find most of the pictures and blog posts links there. And also, every once in a while, once we hit a milestone follower mark, I do a giveaway for a $100 gift card to Wayfair.com. So give us a follow, especially over on Instagram, to be a part of that. So this week, last time I left you, it was really more of an introduction of myself and of Lily and of my circumstances and situation. This week I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about what's been going on over the last few weeks since I last talked to you. I think it's been over a month now. Again, like I said, it's been hard to record. I'm going to start recording every week if possible. So what's happened is that Lily's behavior has actually become much worse, especially at school. Now we have had her on medication since before Thanksgiving. I think we put her on the medication right before we went on our Disney cruise. And so she does pretty good at home, but we have been really good about being really consistent with her and not giving in when she's whining and tantruming. And at school, I think it's a little bit harder because it's one teacher with 24 kids, and in particular one child who is really struggling with her emotions. So I think it's harder for that consistency at school. What we have also discovered just last week is I was looking at ADD and ADHD research, and I found Dr. Daniel Amen. He's been studying ADD and ADHD for 30 plus years. He is a psychiatrist as well as an imaging specialist, so he really looks at how the brain is working with these behaviors. And so he will go and do a SPECT scan or a QEEG to see what those patterns are in the brain. And I think that's really important to do. For a long time, psychiatry, even still now, psychiatrists and psychologists, and he mentions this, are the only doctors who don't ever really look at the physical organ of the brain that they're treating. Cardiologists look at the heart. Osteopaths will look at the bones. Blood doctors look at the blood. So psychiatrists are really the only ones who haven't really looked at the way the brain works. And that's understandable. The brain is a weird organ, and we don't really understand it. But Dr. Amen has been looking at brain scans for 30 years now. They've collected almost, I believe, 90,000 brain scans of people with traumatic brain injuries, with ADHD, with depression, with anxiety, all of the different kind of mental health issues, behavioral issues that people have. He's been studying them, and he specifically looks at the brain to see what's going on there. In one case, he found a child who had become very violent. They were going to medicate him, and they found out that he actually had a cyst on his brain. And once that brain cyst was removed, his behavior returned to normal. So I think it's really important for us to start looking at the brain in terms of Lily's behavior. And both my mom and I took different assessments, and it was strange that we actually weren't even in the same room. We were at different locations when we did this. Is we actually came up with the same answers for Lily when we were doing this behavioral assessment, which was overfocused ADD and ring of fire ADD and anxious ADD. I think there were four total for Lily, but really for us, looking at her behaviors, the overfocused really makes sense to me. Ring of fire a little bit more because of the anger issues. But that helped me so much. I didn't realize before I was reading his work that there were many different types of ADD. I just thought ADD was this mess of consistent behaviors that you were seeing, when in reality there are 7 different types of ADD that they've kind of mapped out that you can see in the brain. And you can see how these different behavior patterns in children and adults present the same way when you look at the images of the brain. So what we've also found is that these specific types of ADD that Lily seems to be affected by, this overfocused and this ring of fire, are best treated when you treat it with a small dose of serotonin, which she's been on. She's been on the serotonin on the, what is she on? On the Prozac. The Prozac, since before Thanksgiving. But if you actually do add a stimulant to that as well, for some reason it works better in kids with this overfocused ADD, this ring of fire ADD. So we have an appointment with her doctor again on Friday. We're going to talk about the possibility of adding a stimulant to her retinue. And then we're also, I've been working on behavior stuff with her at home. I'm actually going to try to put a kit together tonight for her. I was supposed to do it this weekend, but I didn't get the chance. I'm going to put a calm down kit together for her in a small package that she can take to school. I'm hoping to put in like a stress ball in there. I'm going to put a picture of the both of us when we went on our cruise. We went swimming with dolphins, and the first 10-15 minutes of that, Lily was very scared and very not wanting to go in the water or go with the dolphins. Eventually she calmed down and she found her bravery and she went in and she interacted with the dolphins perfectly. So I'm going to put a picture of her, the dolphins, in there in the hopes that maybe she will see that picture and remember that she can do things she's afraid of doing or that she doesn't think she can do. I'm also going to put in, I have an essential oil that I use called Intune, which is a focusing essential oil that I just love the smell of. I don't know if it's going to work. I wear it all the time. So I'm going to put a little bit of that on a cotton ball or a couple cotton balls into some baggies for her so she can smell it, and maybe that'll calm her down as well. I'm also considering getting a weighted lap pad on Amazon.com that's made of minky, which is, she also has her baby blanket still, that is made of minky material that she really loves. And these lap pads are small. They're about 18 inches by 18 inches. So they really just sit on the lap as kind of that sensory piece. They only get up to about 5 pounds. So we're going to try that as well. Again, it's just been hell for her teacher the last few months, or the last few weeks. She's constantly getting into trouble and getting sent to the principal's office, which I don't know is something that is necessarily viewed as a punishment because they all love their principal so much. But she's also been getting something called nothing time, where if she can't focus and she can't get her work done in class, then she has to sit at a desk and literally do nothing. And then she has to bring the work home that she didn't get done in class, and she has to do it by herself at home. Now I can sit there and kind of guide her a little bit, but she literally just has to sit there and finish her work that she didn't get done because of her behavior by herself at home. And she knows she doesn't get to do anything until her homework is done at home. So that kind of adds extra onus on her to get focused and get her stuff done in school so that she can play when she's done. She's lost YouTube. She hasn't had YouTube in months. Every day that she is actually having a hard time, she will lose Minecraft. We spend a lot of time playing Minecraft together and helping her build things. So that's also a big loss too if she doesn't behave. But despite this consistency, we're still really just still struggling with her getting her head on straight at school. And again, it goes back to being over-focused and getting frustrated and being unable to get herself out of those thought patterns that she can't do it and that she's dumb, which she's not, that she doesn't think she can do things the right way and things have to be perfect. And so it's very, very much that over-focused piece of anxiety. So we're working on all of that. I'd love to hear what you moms and dads are going through out there. You can leave comments on the Anchor page. You can go ahead and leave them on any articles in at anothermommess.com. You know, you can interact with me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram as well. But I want to hear your stories too. That way everybody knows that those of us who are struggling as parents aren't alone. Parenting is very imperfect. Again, this is Another Mom Mess, the art of imperfect parenting. No one's a perfect parent. There's no way. Every kid is different and every experience is different, and we need to remember that. So I'm also going to include some links when I post this up on the blog. to some of that research done by Dr. Amen. He's got a 15-minute YouTube or TED Talk on YouTube that's really good. And then he's got tons of other videos on his channel. But you can find out more about him at amenclinics.com. I've actually been in contact with them to actually get some more treatment done for Lily. We're going to see how that happens and how that goes, because that might be actually very expensive. So it's really just going to be, we're just going to kind of see what happens there. But we do have an idea of where we need to go in her treatment. So that's just how things are for today. Again, this is probably just a short episode because I don't have a lot of time as I drive to work, and I started recording a little bit late today. So again, this is Sarah, Dr. Sarah. You can find me at anothermommess.com, another_mom_mess on Instagram, also on Facebook, just Another Mom Mess, as well as Twitter. And thanks for listening, and share those stories with us. I'd love to hear them. Have a great day.